Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hi, I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. What if giving oral sex tasted like strawberries or chocolate? Mask makes these delicious strips like a breath strip, only better. They make oral sex taste like chocolate, strawberry, watermelon, or mango. Make sex more pleasurable for you and your partner by going to sexualflavors.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where if you're loving the podcast, you're going to be loving our website because there's lots of stuff happening at sexwithemily.com. We've got tons of blogs and articles and videos and things that will help you improve your sex life. You should also sign up for our mailing list because then you'll get even better stuff in your emails that will make your day, and it might even give you a boner or get you aroused or who knows what will happen. But it'll be a good thing. And they're not too dirty, I promise. Hello, hello. I'm here with Menace.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Menace.
I started laughing right before we
tell me why.
We were recording.
With me or at me?
At you, I think.
Okay.
Just because we are at the Stitcher Studios in San Francisco, California.
Stitcher.
Stitcher is a free app that you can download for your phone. Do it right now and type in sex. You can listen to Sex with Emily on the go on your tablet or, you know, wherever. And it's actually the same studio that we recorded the Bravo television show in, Misadvised.
True that.
And if you haven't seen Misadvised, you have to. You can download it on iTunes. To search Misadvised on iTunes, and you can see Emily do the show. And for some reason, right when I started recording, I just started laughing.
Why?
And I started having flashbacks about your date at the strip club.
God, that was hilarious. Yes, Menace had a friend who was on the show who asked me to go on a date, and I didn't initially feel that I was attracted to him, but after talking to him for a while, I thought, you know what? I'm just going to say yes. I'm going to go out with this nice guy because Menace thinks he's the coolest dude, and I love Menace.
Yeah.
So he picks me up. We go to dinner. We have a lovely dinner, really nice restaurant, and then he's like, hey, I want to eat with some of my friends. I think we're going to a party. I look up, get out of the cab. We're at a strip club. Not only did we go to a strip club, we went to the back room. He had a private room, and all his buddies were there drinking. He went all out for me. He got me private strippers, which was sweet, and then I slapped her ass, and it was a good time. Misadvised. If you want to see Menace Night Action, Menace is in it a lot too. And we actually had to kind of make out once too. Oh, we had to talk dirty, which actually, speaking of today's show, that's one of our little things we're going to mention today is talking dirty, which is another thing we had to do on Misadvised. I had to talk dirty to Menace. And Menace had to talk dirty
I don't
to
know if that made the cut though.
It did.
It was on the show?
Yeah, it was the first, second episode, third, some episode, one of the
really?
Episodes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't remember going like, hey, baby, I'm thinking about it. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because I'm really good at talking dirty. I think I feel that I am, but then it was like under the gun, under the pressure, there's in front of, you know, the world. I had to talk dirty. And so, not that like sitting here in the room and doing the show with you, I feel like I'm not, I'm just talking to you.
Yeah.
But on television, knowing there's going to be television and my parents are listening, and I'm like, I really want to suck you. So today's show, we're going to be talking about some kinky things that you should try in bed that you've not yet tried. So kinky, you're like, I'm turning this up. Not too wild kinky. I'm talking about like talking dirty or little things you can do to spice it up. Here's
lawn
just a few
darts.
Tips. What?
Lawn darts.
What the hell's that?
You don't know what a lawn dart is?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is it like a, what is it? What do you want to know?
Game. It's just a game that you play.
A game that you play.
Yeah.
The thing I also want to say about, okay, I have a question for you about sexting though.
Okay.
So sexting seems like everywhere I go, people are like, oh, like it's almost like that's how a lot of relationships are conducted today. Texting that turns into sexting. Like,
yes.
Like, I haven't even met him yet. And we've already sexted. I'm like, really? Like people are just doing it all the time. So how serious do you think you have to be with someone before you sex them?
Ooh. Yeah, I definitely would not sex somebody that I haven't met in real life because they could totally screenshot whatever you wrote them
exactly.
and then post it on the internet, people.
I know. People do that.
God.
It's true. Don't send naked pictures of yourself either, men and women. But.
I mean, don't even like, I don't know. I mean, as I get older, I mean, when you're younger, you don't think about this kind of stuff. But as I get older, I get more and more paranoid on anything that I put out there.
I do too.
That because people get to screenshot it and put you on blast. It's that easy.
I know exactly.
I can take a picture of everything you wrote me. This like, that's it.
Oh,
it's done.
You take a picture
2 seconds
of me?
And I can just text it.
All right, exactly. Yeah, and you could show it. You can't like, you could change someone's name in your phone to look like it was them and create a fake thing of texting thing, but whatever.
I mean, that's what you're going to say.
So people are sexting. So how serious, I guess you should be more serious with someone before you sex them. But people should just realize that what you're putting out there, you're putting out a blueprint of your footprint, your digital footprint is like out there. Like if you're sexting or sending pictures, like people can use them against you. So I want to know, so I'm just saying be careful with your sexting, but I'm just curious about it because that seems how every relationship is being conducted these days. So what would you want a woman to sex you? How specific do you want them to get? Like, do you want them to say like, I want to suck your cock under your desk or just like, I just want to suck your cock. Like, do you want me to be like, I want to suck your cock and you're wearing that music festival t-shirt that says rock and roll. And then I'm like, is it just like,
I don't think guys really care too much about detail. They just want to hear about how much you want to suck their cock. But women probably want, you know, this whole
women would like
fantasy.
A little more detail. Yeah,
oh,
you got to create
the
mood.
To the W Hotel and order room service.
And then I give you my Bloomingdale's shopping card.
Yeah, and then by the way, I want to slip my penis inside you.
But don't you want them to talk
after
about
we
more
eat
about
lobster?
Exactly. But don't you think with a woman when she's sexting you, do you want her to talk about the things that she wants to do to you or what she wants you to do to her? I think it varies person by person.
I think it's
you want to hear about your own penis, right?
Like, yeah.
You don't. I mean, you want her to be like, I can't wait for you to.
Yeah, but then
my
you
nipples.
Gotta like reciprocate. You know, it has to go back and forth
right.
evenly.
So you're telling her the things that you want to do to her and she mm-hmm. wants to do. That's what I think typically works for people. But that's kind of the pattern. But I think that we should do like a sexting, a show that's – I'm just – that's our show is not all about sexting today, but I just think that we should do an upcoming show about giving people advice about sexting because they're –
You don't even sext. Right.
I don't sex. Well, I dirty text. Is that the same thing? Like, I do sex. It is dirty. But I don't sex with people I don't know.
Okay.
Typically, like guys I haven't met or like if I've been dating someone for a while, I can break into a sex no problem, which is hence why mm-hmm. I'm good at dirty talk, except for when I was on national television. I wasn't that good. But yeah. So anyway, I just want to know because I feel like I just have all these friends who are dating online now and they're like, oh, I'm in love. But, you know, what do you mean? Like, well, I haven't met yet. It's been 2 weeks we've been sexting. So I just think that people should meet the person before they sex.
Yeah.
And don't conduct your entire relationship on the phone.
It goes back to what we were talking about on a previous podcast. Go to sexandelement.com where it's just like if you start your conversations like that with a guy, I'm sorry. That's all they're going to think about. They're not going to, you know, be interested in what you like to do other than sex.
Exactly. That's true. So don't start it too quickly because then he's going to think, oh, yeah. Guys are trying to bait you at the beginning. Mm. He's going to be like, what are you wearing? Or whatever guys do now that are, you know, clever. And then if you bail in, he'll be like, oh, okay, she's down for – what is it? She's down to – down to F. What do you say?
DTF.
DTF. So try to hold back on the sex talk. Get to know them and just meet them and get off the phone.
And but it's not even guys' fault. It's not like I'm saying every guy out there is like a total like, you know, horny bastard. It's just like if you put the mindset of talking about sex, that's all they're going to – they can't get
right.
it out of their mind.
Exactly.
Like, oh.
That was a great show. That was a great – so true that the women were saying like, why is this guy only – why are all of the guy and me just want me for sex? Well, probably because she says she talks about sex all the time. Well, that's why.
You're putting out that vibe.
Exactly. I clearly put out that vibe because it's my own show. But you should not have to get in the same situation that I do where I'm always talking about sex to guys because they ask me and whatever. Women, mm-hmm. I think, typically, and men should stay away from sex at least on the first, second date talking about it. Although it seems to come up all the time. So speaking of sexting, so – and speaking of – things that turns on dirty talk. No, is that I have to tell you about this new thing, all this money I have coming in now because I changed my phone. I changed to Ting. So Ting, T-I-N-G, is a pay-as-you-go service. It's on the Sprint network. And most people, the problem is, okay, here's the deal. I found out that I actually don't sext or text or use data as much as everyone else on the planet does or as much as I thought I was, right? So I thought that I was just paying the same thing every month. So I switched plans. They have this thing called the sales calculator. You go on the Ting website, and you can upload your bill. So I gave them my login to my cellular phone service. They upload my bill. They analyze it, and then I realized I could save like $60 a month, $70 a month on my plan. And so in the next 3 months, I'm going to save like over $200. And
yeah.
I'm buying these shoes that I've seen at Bloomingdale's that I'm obsessing about.
What are they?
They're not Christian Louboutins. They're YSL, Yves Saint Laurent. And they're more than $200, but they're on sale. It's a long story, but I'm so excited. So if people go to, it's Emily. Let me tell you what it is. It is emily.ting.com. You receive 25% off your first device purchase or $25 off in-service credit if you bring your own device. So basically, it's no mysterious items on your bill. All those things in your bill, like, why am I paying this? Why am I paying that? It just pays as you go, and you've credits on your unused service, so it lets you drop down to the level you hit and credits the difference on your next bill. And you can have unlimited devices on one plan, and you'll just save so much money. You'll realize how much money you're wasting with your current provider, and you can save a lot of money. There's no contracts. So check it out. It is emily.ting.com to receive 25% off your first device purchase or $25 in service credit if you bring in your own device. And I'm just happy that I'm rich now. That's all I got to say about that. Okay. So let's get into our topic here, which is some kinkier things you can try in bed. You can try in bed to spice it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, spice it up. Can I put some, you know, maybe some avocado dip, maybe a little nice nacho bowl
in
there?
Yeah, you could totally do that. Is that what you're thinking? What was the first thing that you would think to spice it up?
To spice it up?
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, oh, going to Victoria's Secret or Frederick the Hollywood and dressing sexy and stuff like that. It's not going to be that at all. Probably just, you know, anal.
Really?
I'm
that's
just kidding.
What you do. Everyone
know.
Loves anal sex. Oh my God.
Kidding.
Everyone is obsessed with anal sex.
I'm totally joking.
Anal is a new blowjob.
Yeah. I don't
that's
know.
What they say. No, it is true that anal is like the. Everyone's like, so what's the trends in sex, Emily? What's trending? I'm like, anal. Like, that's all anyone ever wants to talk about. Okay, but you could try anal. That could be something. That if you've been wanting to try anal and your partner will not try anal, don't just try to stick your penis inside of her, inside her butt. Start feeling around there. You don't have to. You could just say, you know, sometimes you could use some lubricant. Lubricant's an amazing thing to use during sex, and you could start to make sure it's wet. Use lubricant and start rubbing her there on her butt. See how it feels. Harpy hair behind. You can also start to kiss her there. You can put your finger inside before you try to stick your penis inside. So just see if she's even open to anal sex. See if she's open to anal play, as they say. It doesn't have to be sex. It can be anal play. That's what Madness would like.
Yes.
Okay.
And get the lube from
get the lube
from EmilyandTony.com.
I make the best lube. I have a new product line called EmilyandTony.com. And if you love me, you will support me and check out the website and buy your partner, man or woman, present from this line because it's a lubricant that is the – I've researched thousands of lubes to come up with the best lube on the planet. It doesn't get sticky. It's waterproof. It's vegan. It's good for you. And a few other products, massage candle, a ball lotion so your balls don't sweat. It's all really cool. EmilyandTony.com. Okay, kinkier things you can try. Stranger in the night. Okay, you're going to laugh at this one, but I have to – because I just know you. But if you've been with your partner for a while and you're like you think this doesn't work or this is silly – plan your next date out at your favorite bar. Order dirty martinis, enjoy each other's company, and do a little dancing. Here's the catch. You must act like perfect strangers. Pretend you didn't know your partner. You didn't know him from Adam. You're like, I don't know who you are. Stay in character. Try to seduce each other. Make up fake names and personas. Wear something daring and different. Once you've picked up your partner, go home where you can really have some fun. Now, I've talked to two couples in the last few months who did this, and not because I told them to, but they're just like, oh, yeah, we went to a bar once, and they said it was so hot because what you're doing is a lot of times while you're no longer having that exciting sex anymore with your partners because you know them, it's familiar. So if you actually play, it sounds like silly to you, like, oh, I'm not going to do that, but if you actually get into the role and you're like, you pretend that you're picking each other up, you can channel that inner excitement that you felt, that feeling, those butterflies, channel them, those inner butterflies that you had when you first started dating and go home and have crazy wild sex because it's like newness. You
should
do that. You like it? Okay. Bring a vibrator into the bedroom. Shock. Okay. Pleasuring yourself in front of him using your vibrator or let him be in control of the vibrations. So a lot of women use vibrators and they think it has to be something that they hide from their partner and they think it's something that they can't really share. They can't, you know, he would never like it or whatever. But a lot of women just need it. They need clitoral stimulation. They want their vibrator. So bring that into your partner. It can bring that into the bedroom. It can increase your chance of orgasm during sex. You can choose a position like doggy style or missionary with your legs over his shoulders, and you can place the vibrator on your clitoris and apply pressure while he thrusts in and out. Most women do not get the clitoral stimulation they need during intercourse. They just don't. Men, your penises aren't shaped that way. There's certain positions that do it. And even women who can have G-spot orgasms, they need their clitoris to be stimulated. Oftentimes, they need to have that orgasm first. So I love the Jeju Mimi, M-I-M-I. It's at Good Vibes. Use coupon code Emily for 15% off everything. You can also get that Mio. Do you want that vibrating ring I told you about?
The Mio ring?
The Mio, M-I-O. It's also from Jeju. It's unbelievable. It's like it stretches. It's waterproof. It's rechargeable. And it turns your penis into
a
human
USB
vibrator.
It's charged?
Yes. No, but many of them are. It turns your penis into you into a human vibrator for your partner.
Really?
And men like the vibrations as well. So guys, sex toys, women, not just for women.
A football season just started up.
I know. Let's talk about that.
I'm not really into football, so I don't know anything. But I am sure men would appreciate it while they're watching television to receive maybe a blowjob while they're watching their game.
That's
They'll enjoy two of their most favorite things at once.
I think many a man would love naked women to be around serving them hors d'oeuvres and cocktails and then during their game and then getting down on their knees and giving them a blowjob.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. It is true that men have that fantasy, right, of walking in the door and just wanting to be attacked by your woman giving her oral sex. Giving you oral sex.
Yeah.
As we've talked about. I don't know how many women do it, but today's a great day. Go home and give your guy a BJ. I should do it too. If I had a guy to do, I would do it.
Yeah.
Not that I want one, but if I had one. Talking dirty. Right. Menace is looking at me like, what are you talking about? Talking dirty means letting loose. That can make you feel uncomfortable initially. So find your dirty talk voice. It could be your normal voice. It could be lower, more breathy like this. And expand your vocabulary. This is a place where swearing can be welcomed and encouraged. Stay away from clinical words like penis. So you don't want to say like baby, your penis, I can't wait to suck on it. You could just, you know, use the other words that you're familiar with. And you don't have to rush into it. You can start with, baby, this is what feels so good. You can start by talking about, this is the key to good dirt, to how you learn dirty talk. Talk about what's happening in the moment. Talk about what's happening during sex and what you'd like to have done. Like, so it feels so good the way you are pulling my hair right now. I love the way you do that, baby. And next, I can't wait till your whatever is inside me. I don't like to say the word on the air.
What?
You know, the other word for penis.
Cock?
Yeah, I didn't feel like saying
the rooster?
Then. You know, we used to never swear on the show, and now I feel like we're going downhill.
The pickle. The weenus.
But like, what's your advice for talking dirty?
The schlong?
For women, like, do you find that, exactly, I want your schlong inside my, do you think that women, have you ever met the woman that you thought was bad at talking dirty talk? Or like, do you find that most women who just make an effort, they get there?
They're really bad, but you got to hold in from like laughing. You just, I don't know. You don't really stop them. I don't think. The way you can stop them politely without making them feel bad, just start kissing them.
Just because you're supposed to stop talking. Don't speak. Yeah. So you don't have to rush into it. First, you can start by talking about what's happening, like I said, in the moment. And say something like, I love when you touch my thighs. It really turns me on. This feels amazing. Like, whatever you're doing at the moment. And I think that
you got to get super. Like,
yeah, but that's how you can start, I'm saying. So let your imagination.
That dick in my vagina.
Fine. How would you talk dirty to me? Go.
What?
Do it. How would you talk dirty to me?
Come over here and suck my dick.
See,
doesn't
that
sound sexy?
That's so not sexy.
Doesn't that turn you on?
No.
No, okay. Well,
don't you think that women, I just think it's not for everyone. Some men don't like it. Some women don't like it. But I also want you to look at yourself right now. If you're someone who's like, I don't like it, have you ever tried it? Or are you just insecure about the way you're going to sound doing it? We've done tons of shows on Dirty Talk that we get into this more, so you can Google that. But yeah. Google it on my website. Search for it. Okay. Oh, anal sex is on my list of kinky things you can try. How about that, Menace? Take it slow. Like I said, you should play with your anus before penetration. And when bringing on the foreplay, you can explore him with your fingers, use lots of lubricant. She can explore you with your fingers. So it's not like, does she want anal sex? Yes or no. It's, does she want anal play? Start to see if her anus is even open for business. Because you just don't know sometimes. And just maybe she thinks that, anal sex is so scary, or he thinks it's so scary, because a lot of men like being anally penetrated, that if you just slowly try it out, little lube, you might be surprised at what feels good. It's true. Sex outside the bedroom. I haven't done that in a while. I've done that in so many different times in my life, but not lately. But now that I'm living in Los Angeles, I feel like there's more opportunities for sex outdoors.
In the woods?
Yeah.
In the hills?
I've had sex in the woods, in the beach, everywhere.
How many people have had sex by the Hollywood sign?
I don't know.
In Los Angeles.
It's all dirty up there, isn't it? And prickly?
So what? I'm sure people still
have
done
you?
It. No.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
Barely ever in Los Angeles.
You think I should go do that as a goal and then report back to everyone?
Yeah. There you go.
I've had sex like in parks. I've had sex on the beach. Haven't you? Outdoors? On a hike once? No?
Not a hike? No. When do I go hiking?
That's true. You don't hike. I had sex in the woods. I mean, no one saw
how many
us,
cars
I don't think.
Have you had sex in? I mean,
a handful of cars in my life. Not many. Have you, Benny?
Yeah, ton of cars.
Okay, go sex. Okay, good. Really?
Yeah.
In your small little car? Oh, you'd bigger cars then. I have a Mini Cooper, so that would not be a great place to have sex. But I have had sex in cars. Oh, for sure. I used to live in my car once summer, and I had sex in it. And a Burning Man. Okay, so be discreet. Sex outside the bedroom. This is another crazy kinky thing you can try with your partner. Not crazy, whatever, just something different. Outdoor sex is illegal and not appreciated by a lot of people. But if you're nervous about getting caught, you can experience a similar thrill by having sex on an apartment balcony, a backyard, or a pool, which I've done all those too. I'm not trying to show that I'm a slut right now. I'm just saying in my experience, you should wear a skirt. He can wear pants. Unzip, like if you know what's going to happen or start planning ahead or talk about it. He should wear pants that unzip and zip up so you can make a quick getaway and proceed with caution and when taking your sexual exploits to a secluded beach or in the bar bathroom. Have you ever had sex in a bar bathroom?
Yes.
Like see, that I've never done because I'm not an alcoholic. I mean, most people, I think you drink a lot. I just end up. have you done that?
Yes, of course.
Like many times?
No.
Aren't people like knocking and they're trying to get in and the whole thing?
Yeah, but you know, it's loud.
So one more thing that you can do to spice things up is you could be a dominatrix. Channel your inner dominatrix and tie him to the bedpost using a tie, a belt, or fuzzy handcuffs. Again, go to goodvibes.com, use coupon code Emily for all your bondage gear, which I have all of their bondage gear, and it's awesome. I love bondage tape for one. Mm-hmm. While you're free to explore your dominant side, he can explore his submissive side. And for satisfied role reversal, try talking dirty, biting, teasing, spanking, whatever it is, to play with different power dynamics. So you don't have to be a full-on dominatrix, but a little spanking.
Yeah,
have you found in your history that with women that they've sort of liked some spanking?
Oh, yeah. They like it.
Not too hard, though. You have to start like with a little slap.
Little slap, and then you just go harder and harder and harder, and then until they say no.
And then sometimes they might not say no. Would you want your ass slapped, do you think?
No, me, no. But, I mean, if a woman would like that, then I would definitely like to give it to her.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good to know. Well, okay, another thing you can do to spice it up is massage. Now, I'm just saying this because I'm giving away, I have a new brand. I said emilyandtony.com. Go check it out. And I want to know what product you want on that site and why. It's high-end intimate care line. Make an amazing lubricant, a lotion, and these massage candles that will rock your world. You can pour it on your partner's body. It doesn't turn into oil, not wax. And it's a super sexy thing you can do. They smell amazing. They're almost like aphrodisiacs. And I know that I have a friend who used it on her husband. They hadn't had sex in a month. And she said it was so sensual and erotic because you pour the wax on them. It's not too hot. And she gave a massage and then he did it to her. And the scents are amazing. It's intoxicating, actually, the way you feel when you smell these candles. That we got them in France. We made them in France. They're amazing. And I just want everyone to have one in the world. So you should buy them. But I'm also giving one away for free. So email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Tell me which product you want at emilyandtony.com. And I will send it to you. But you got to tell me why. And then I will announce that in an upcoming show.
Sweet.
Menace got them all. So he's going to report back.
Yes.
Okay, everyone. That's what I got for you today. Check me out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Sex with Emily. And Menace.
I'm just Menace on Instagram. That's the
you
best
only
place.
Care about Instagram now, not Twitter? You used to use the tweet. You're the one who told me about Twitter years ago. I'm like, oh my God, check out Twitter.
I mean, I got enough people on Twitter. I don't.
You don't want
you
any
know?
More people on Twitter? Okay, don't follow Menace on Twitter.
No, you can follow me on Twitter, but
I'm just saying.
Instagram's my favorite.
I know, you love it. Okay, so everyone, thanks for listening to Sex Emily. Check out our website. And yeah, thanks for listening to the show. Love you, Menace. Good to see you. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Emily Morse from sexwithemily.com. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promescent is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation, but they don't have to. Go to promescent.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.